Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December 5th, 1951, the Barbados Advocate told the sad tale of the loss of several fishing boats. The bold headline across the front page of the paper was most telling: 60 fishing boats destroyed. The villain in this story was none other than stormy weather. Between the Sunday night and Monday morning of December 3rd, strong swells wreaked havoc on the island's leeward coast. In the aftermath, the reports started to roll in. 60 boats had been destroyed and at least 10 others had suffered damage. Mr. Wells, the fisheries officer, along with His Excellency the Governor, took a tour across the coast to see those losses firsthand. The scenes were pitiful. In every instance, groups of fishermen and women expressed despair. One gentleman lamented that poor Arlene is gone, while others pondered what they would do for Christmas that was right around the corner. Many fishermen were spotted in Payne's Bay still trying to collect the pieces of their wrecked vessels. In fact, only Half Moon Fort and Spitestone on the west coast saw any sign of fishing boats. The caretaker of Edna Rose's boat noted that if the storm swells occurred during the day, there might have been a chance to save more of the vessels. As to be expected, the damage had significant financial implications. Livingston Brathwaite of Crab Hill, St. Lucie, lamented that it would cost $1,000 to replace his boat Arlene, when he had built her for only $700. In trying to salvage something from his wreck, he remarked that he could not even find a piece of canvas big enough to make a handkerchief, let alone service a fishing boat. The silver lining amidst the tragedy was that some of the boats had been insured. Sadly, insurance policies had gone up that year and several other boat owners went without coverage, a decision they now were regretting. One fisherman estimated that at least 70 men in St. Lucie alone would be without their livelihood during the fishing season if they did not receive some help. Calls were therefore made for the government and the fisheries department to step up and help them wade these troubled waters. Milton Evelyn of Half Moon Fort agreed, as the damages were no fault of the owners. The concerns of the fishing community were highlighted when the Barbados Advocate dove into the subject of wrecks of fishing boats on this day, December 5th, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.